English translated version. It's been verified by a number of sources that it is the closest translation we can get. And I've read through it. And I want to tell you that I'm very, very concerned, and everybody else better be concerned too. Are associated with the University of Almeria. But what they did was they got a Pfizer vial. It was a sealed vial with Pfizer markings on it with a lot number. I'm going to read to you. It had an expiration date of August of 2021. They followed the instructions to dilute it appropriately into 6 doses from that vial. And Stu, here's the shocking information. When they examined it, and you've already heard that they examined it under regular microscope and electron microscope, and they came up with those really ugly pictures of those bulbous pictures with the black mesh intertwined. Here's the ratio of what they found in those vials in each dose. Each dose, Stu, the RNA, there was RNA material in there. Out of each dose, there were 6 nanograms per UL of RNA. Do you know how much graphene oxide was in there? 747 nanograms. Do the math, my friends. That is a percentage of 99.99103%. It's virtually 99.99% graphene oxide from. It destroys literally everything inside the cell. It explodes the mitochondria. It creates a situation where your body is on a 10 alarm, you know, fire truck, and inflammation, cytokines, chemokines, this incredibly violent, if you will, inflammatory storm comes in. And it has particular affinity for creating acute inflammation of the lungs. It creates an inflammatory storm in cardiac tissue and in brain tissue. Sue, this is going to tie directly to strokes, to the heart attacks, and we're giving this to pregnant mothers and babies. This is really something everybody's got to start paying attention to.
Okay, so I have a question. I'm just a lay guy over here. You're the expert. Graphene oxide, is it a poison?
It is most definitely a poison.
Okay, and these Spanish researchers have found that over 99% of the Pfizer vaccine is graphene oxide. Is that right?
That is correct. Stu, there's no other reason for this to be in here except to murder people.
Okay, so
Stu, if this is true, and if the rest of the companies that are pushing these jabs, all 4 of the companies in the U.S. are filled 99% with this toxic industrial chemical. I don't know what to say to you, but everybody better shut everything down right now. This is really dangerous.
It's horrific. I get chills listening to this. I don't know why the media is not picking any of this up. I mean, they're in on it. They want you dead. They're part of the murder plot. This is ridiculous. They want to push this into our kids. They want to put this graphene oxide directly into the... All right, let me ask you a question. Aside from premeditated murder, what might be another motivation for one to fill another person's body, their entire makeup, with this graphene oxide? What else does this stuff do other than poison and kill people?
The only other explanation I could come up with as a scientist myself is that this is a mass, uninformed, without consent, global experiment, because they've never been able to get this into humans on an experimental basis. No human subjects review board would ever approve a protocol with this stuff in it. But still, it's never been used in humans, much less babies and pregnant women.
Yeah.
This
okay,
is
so
a,
let's go
this
back.
Pale. And by the way, they're preparing a preparation right now, these companies, of an inhalant version of this, quote, vaccine. And God help us, Stu, because it's more potent. It goes right into the lungs and it creates a pulmonary storm of pneumonia right away. And you're going to see, if they get this into emergency use authorization, you're going to start seeing respiratory flash pneumonias and rapid deaths.
And nobody will associate it or tie it to this vaccine. Nobody in the mainstream media.
Of the fact that when you get your body filled with enough graphene oxide, it does, it is, and your body can be affected by the vibrations. I'm not an electrical expert, from the 5G network, which we haven't even seen completely set up and rolled out yet. And so there's a lot of concern around that. At that point, that will just be the residual people who haven't died from their lung or heart disease from this excess toxic chemical. So stay tuned.